And one horse that figures to be very, very tough in there is number 5, Ageless, who races in the colors of Lyle Stables and will be sent out by trainer Arnaud Delacour, who joins us now on Express Bet Radio on HRRN. Arnaud, thanks for taking the time.
No, you're very welcome. Good evening, and always nice to for you to have me.
Yeah, let me just say this. It's inexcusable that you wouldn't keep your phone charged when you're going to do an interview with me.
Well, it was a little more tricky than that. I had to call my wife, and she did explain me how to power it off and reboot it. So
those wives, they come in handy sometimes, don't they?
Well, yes, especially from a distance.
Spoken like a true Frenchman.
Well, let's focus on Ageless here for just a couple of moments, because this is a 6-year-old mare, the daughter of Successful Appeal, that has just been so consistent and so good. She has been very good at Keeneland as well. What can you tell me about her?
She's doing very well. She's lightly raised this year. We were trying to focus a little bit on the fold, you know, with her. So she hasn't run since July, actually, the race at Woodbine, the Royal North. But we freshed her up, and she's doing very well.
Yeah, that race on July 26th at Woodbine, the Royal North, and it was a Grade 3. She won it. This is not a graded stake, so in theory it should be a little bit easier, but you look at this field, and it's a salty group.
Yeah, no, it is a very deep field. There is, a lot of very nice filly, and probably, you know, some of the best on the East Coast.
You have to give a couple pounds to Lady Shipman based on her age, but she hardly ever loses. That's not exactly fair, I don't think.
Well, it's not, but, she's a try at Keeneland, so, you know, I hope that Ageless got a lot of experience at Keeneland. And I hope that we can come in close at the end, you know. But, of course, Lady Shipman is like the probably the main contender in the race. I mean, she's very consistent and a very good filly.
You had to be heartbroken after the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, but you also had to be very proud of your filly. I mean, what a tremendous performance at a crazy price.
No, she did. She did. She ran very well. And I was not really heartbroken. We could have finished fifth, you know. That was by a head. So we were fourth. I was happy with that.
Arnaud.
And, she gave us a good thrill, you know, and there's nothing more than being competitive in one of those big races, really.
You mentioned targeting the fall campaign with her. And so you bring her up to this spot here to kind of get started with that fall campaign. Having not raced since July, what things have you had to do to make sure that she is at peak form coming into this race?
Well, I'm not quite sure she's at peak form coming up to this race. As I said, we freshed her up, and she's been doing very well, and she always rolled very well off a layoff. If you look at her past performance, she always run well fresh. So to me, the idea is to be at peak form in 3 weeks, you know, and hopefully we can be part of the show again in the Breeders' Cup. The race tomorrow is a nice race, but I would use it as a prep. You know, we don't have to win it.
You give a leg up to your fellow countryman, Julien Leperoux, who has had a lot of success with Ageless since he's been aboard. Why does he seem to fit her so well?
Well, his style fits her very well. She's a filly that can show some speed, but actually she runs better when we take her back and run a little bit off the pace, you know. And Julien does that just great. He knows Keeneland very well, and that's a big plus really for him to ride her. And you're right. I mean, that's a very good combination. And as long as it works, we'll keep trying.
Arnaud Delacour here on Express Bet Radio on HRN. Arnaud, before we let you go, you have to help us here. There was a horse that ran in the last race here at Santa Anita, race number 4. And the horse's name, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but Amati Pour La Vie, maybe? But it's Amitie Pour La Vie. What does that mean?
M-A-I? You said M-A-I?
Amitie.
Mati Pour La Vie.
There you go.
It's probably the name of someone called Mati for life.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah, we were close. We were actually close. But we said we're going to have to ask Arno when he comes on to make sure that we're not way off base.
But I think that's what it is.
There you go.
All right.
Arno Delacorte. Arno, best of luck tomorrow with Ageless. We'll be cheering for you, and thanks for taking a few minutes, my friend.
Thank you very much.